From what I understand, this your work deals with veterans, and I understand you got something you're partnering with K-State on.
That's correct. So the photography exhibition, it's called Hope 22, and it originated in Kansas City, and it showcases veterans' personal stories to provide hope and inspiration, not only to them, but their families and the community. And our mission really is to raise awareness surrounding the country's veteran suicide epidemic. According to the VA statistic, that on average, 22 veterans take their own life a day. And so really the exhibition is about educating the public on mental health issues such as PTSD, and connect people with local resources for help.
As far as our listeners, especially being right by Fort Riley, and especially last year, there was a really bad string. I'm just going off the top of my head as far as those months that it happened. I want to say it was kind of around maybe I think it was in the summer, late summer into kind of this time last year. There was just a bad string of soldier suicides over at Fort Riley. So this is, you know, definitely something that hits home with people around here locally.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. I did not know that. You know, really, so the exhibition is really about, the word hope. Hope is the expectation that something good is going to happen. And the exhibition, it highlights different veterans, different backgrounds, when they serve, different ages, and different ways how they have overcome. There's a particular picture that has a veteran holding a bullet that went through his face, and he's had 43 surgeries. And on the other hand, he's holding a Purple Heart. And this particular veteran has lost 20 people that he served with that have taken their own lives. And he chooses that he doesn't want to be seen as a broken Marine, but as a loving father and a loving husband. And he is now, you know, going back to school and getting his master's and in engineering, and just chooses to give back in a different way. So every story is a little bit different. The pictures say 1,000 words, but when you look at the interpretation and you read it, you can't help but feel inspired. I really feel that the exhibition, it was really created to serve like as a catalyst for social change with the military civilian gap. And it highlights individual veteran stories of rehabilitation, restoration, well-being, and hope. I've partnered with After Action Network, which is a nonprofit that connects veterans to different local resources for help. And, it's just been, it was unveiled at the National World War I Museum over Veterans Day weekend last year. And it's gone on to go on to several other local galleries in Kansas City. And it just continues to expand. And I'm just, the people that I've met with the project, the veterans, their stories, are just inspiring.
And Brooke, tell us a little bit about just your involvement with this, and then tell us a little bit more about the event coming up at KSU.
Sure. Well, I am the founder and creative director for Hope 22. In 2016, I saw a Facebook trend of the 22 push-up challenge. And I thought, it was great about creating awareness, but I thought there's more to this than just doing 22 push-ups. That's great for awareness, but as any military person knows, you can know your enemy, but how are you going to defeat that enemy? And so I had this vision of I wanted to do an exhibition. I wanted to do photography to capture these different stories. And so that's kind of, my role with it. I personally am so passionate and inspired by this. My father was, he was in the Air Force, and my great-great-grandfather actually crossed the Delaware with George Washington.
Really?
And
wow.
I'm personally very moved by this because I've lost 3 family members that have taken their own life. And I don't want anyone else to have to go through that, of what I've had to go through. And so I just want to spread hope and to let people know that there's resources out there to get help. And and also people to know that they're not alone in this plight, and that we're here to help. Well, I'm here to help, and we're here to help. And so this event, I've partnered with the K-State Student Union and Arthur DeGroat, who is hosting an event on September 6th. So they're really planning, doing all the planning work. So it's one of his events. But we will install the exhibition on August the 31st, and it'll be up until September 24th.
Very cool. And when you have these exhibitions set up, and actually real quick, just a little bit more background about yourself, where are you based out of?
So I'm based in Kansas City. So I was born and raised in Kansas City. I went to school at Mizzou, but I'm excited to come to Manhattan, to come to K-State. I hear it's a beautiful campus and an amazing, just amazing school. So I'm really excited to come check you guys out. I have a marketing background, and I lived in Miami and Austin and did some international marketing studies in London. And so I have a nonprofit background, been in the nonprofit world for about 12 years, and I've been at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art here in Kansas City for a couple years, and kind of branching out with this entrepreneurship endeavor, and excited about potential additional partnerships with the Mid-America Art Alliance, where they're looking at potentially doing a six-state tour, as well as partnerships with Bass Track Live, which is a theatrical performance that will be traveling to different bases. So it continues to grow, and it's just exciting to see it grow.
And I'm sure, as I kind of mentioned before, you know, with Fort Riley being so close, I'm sure it's even more important for you to have this exhibit here. It's so close to Fort Riley, heavy soldier population here in the Manhattan area. When it comes to Hope 22, when people check out these exhibits and view the photos, what are you hoping that they get out of checking out your exhibit?
Well, I think Hope 22, it provides encouragement for four key influential behaviors. So it's hope, resilience, optimism, and self-efficiency. So I think that I actually have an interpretation station where people can write down, after they view the exhibition, write down kind of what they're thinking or how they relate to it. And this particular response, I had someone say that seeing their faces, reading their stories, gave true insight to me for many reasons. The turmoil is very real for these folks and their brothers and sisters, but their positivity and perseverance shine through, and it was very inspiring. So I think, in essence, I want people to feel inspired and to feel hope. And, I'm also starting to collect additional stories and additional people to highlight. I usually spend about anywhere 30 minutes to an hour on the phone with a veteran, or meet with them for a cup of coffee and learn and hear their story. And then I visualize how I want that story to be portrayed, whether it's getting someone in a swimming pool because they were a Navy SEAL diver, or someone, rock climbing or in their CrossFit gym. Every story is a little bit different. Every photo is different. And I just want people really to walk away and to feel that there is hope.
Well, very important work. Thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.